witness. The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat.
One of the founding members of the seminal rap group A Tribe Called Quest has died. Malik Taylor, otherwise known as Fife Dog, was just 45 when he died yesterday. He spent most of his life wrestling with the disease that contributed to his death, diabetes. He once even called himself the funky diabetic in a song. Fife Dog underwent a kidney transplant in 2008. Last October, he told our Kelly McEvers that while he faced uncertainty, he was still optimistic about his health.
And I really, really can't complain. I could, but I won't. Because God is really, really a good God.
NPR music writer Chris X says Fife Dog's death still came as a surprise.
I think we get used to the idea of people passing away from violence or from unforeseen acts suddenly. But when disease takes someone suddenly and so young, it's a more jolting experience.
Fife Dog grew up in Queens. He met and played Little League with his future groupmate Jonathan Davis, who became Q-Tip. Fife was drawn to the pop of Soul Train on TV and to the MCs he heard rapping at the block parties he'd sneak out to when he visited his grandmother's house. By the time he was a teenager, he went by Fife Dog and had come together with Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Q-Tip to form A Tribe Called Quest.
All I remember back then is Q-Tip telling me I should come to the studio. And, you know, I didn't take it serious right away. You know what I mean? So, once I finally made up my mind to go, I pretty much never looked back.
Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hey ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer.
Music writer Chris X says on songs like this one, the hit Can I Kick It from their 1990 debut album, Fife Dog cuts through.
A Tribe Called Quest was very much dashikis and Ethiopian spices and Moroccan food. Just a very worldly experience. And Fife was like barbecue sauce and ketchup. The way that he presented himself, the way that he carried himself, you always had this idea that this was the street guy or the corner guy or the guy on the stoop that you could get down with, that you could crack jokes with, that you could understand. His presence let us know that these were regular people, that they were not weird hippies or people disconnected from our reality.
A Tribe Called Quest wasn't able to stay together, breaking up and reuniting over the years amid tensions. To this day, the group is seen as set apart from the 90s-era gangsta rap that dominated pop charts.
They might look at us as gentler, but don't get it twisted. We love N.W.A. We love Public Enemy. We love, you know, Boogie Down Productions, Mobb Deep, you know, a little bit of everybody, you know what I mean? But we chose to make our own lane, you know what I mean? And that's basically what it boils down to.
That's Malik Taylor, the rapper Fife Dog. He died at his home in the San Francisco Bay Area yesterday from complications of diabetes. He was 45.
Put one up for the Fifer. It's time to decipher the ills of the world, make the situation brighter. The clock is always ticking. The system should be kicking like tips and ham and eggs. I eat chicken, chicken, chicken. Should I release the lever of the clever? Embellish all the funk as we start to endeavor the roars of the rap. Filling up the gap with a smash of a hand and a little toe tap.
The boom, the bip, the boom, bip indicates to the brothers that we be on the flip tip. Cronies start to crumble, funky rhythm rubbles through the dance wall, but my anthem is humble. It's the nitty gritty.